This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has proved to be a killer of piglets. Some well-known commodity analysts have suggested 10 to 15% of the winter pig crop was lost to PEDV this winter. That number would be reflected in this summer's pork supply if true. However, USDA's account of the pig crop and amount of feed being fed suggests otherwise, says Purdue University Extension ag economist Chris Hurt.
In the winter, it looks like we lost about 7% of the pigs. Now, again, what we're looking at is the pigs per litter that USDA reports and trying to go back and do an analysis of the national trend on that, because we have been trending higher. So we dropped about 7% below trend expectations on pigs per litter. That's where that death loss would show up. The fall supplies, fall farrowing, I should say, were down about 2% on pigs per litter. So I think when you put that whole 6 months together, that'll be our spring and summer supplies down about 5%.
This naturally would translate into other markets. How much of an impact, though, is debatable. Take corn, for instance. It is a primary feedstuff for hogs. So what does it mean if the hog slaughter is off by 5% this summer?
And so I think what you're looking at here on corn, you back off with about 5% less pigs. You're going to back off about 25 million bushels of feeding of corn from what we would have had we not had the PED. Now, this is not a big amount difference between what the market said they were expecting on the death losses. They were guessing that we'd on average be about 7% death loss, and the number was around 5%. So I think that's more in the 10 million bushel range, 5 to 10 million bushels of corn, more feeding than what the market was expecting due to the death loss on PED virus.
This is a small amount in the grand scheme of things for corn. Definitely not a game changer, says Hurt.
I don't think so. I think the game changer may be on the expectations. Some had very high death loss expectations in their models and obviously in their trading. So I think you really deflate some of those super bulls in terms of the lean hog futures. But on corn, I don't think this is the major game changer. I think probably it really is looking at the stocks number and then, of course, the planting intentions as we start out the 2014 planting.
No game changer for the price of corn, but this may mean the number of hogs on hand is greater than many in the trade have counted. This week, Macoupin County 4-H is celebrating 4-H Week. It coincides nicely with National Volunteer Week and is used to help show appreciation of those who support 4-H and to encourage youth to join. I spoke with Kayla Wills, a Macoupin County 4-H member, about 4-H Week and her 4-H experience.
For Macoupin County 4-H Week, our club generally tries to go out and raise awareness. We've painted windows and made signs to hang up around the schools to try to get more people to join.
And why do you think it's important for people to join 4-H?
4-H is very important for kids coming in, especially if they don't have a whole lot of self-esteem when it comes to speaking in public or being around a whole lot of other people, because it gets you into the official process of meetings as well as helps you learn to speak in front of crowds. So that's definitely helped me a lot.
How old were you when you started 4-H and how long have you been in it?
I was about 8 years old, so that's been about 10 years now.
And what projects have you had throughout your 4-H career?
Whenever I first started, I was in gardening, so it was all simple, just learning to work with flowers. And then I went into woodworking, electricity, and visual arts.
What would you say your favorite part of 4-H has been?
My favorite part of 4-H has been getting to know all the different kids and growing up with some of the older ones and seeing what they've done with their futures, as well as look at the younger kids that I've grown to get more out there and be more vocal around other people.
So would you recommend that someone younger than you get into 4-H?
I would definitely recommend that somebody gets into 4-H because it will open their eyes to a wide variety of possibilities for their future.
Again, that was Macoupin County 4-H member Kayla Wills. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706. Visit ctemi.com for more information. Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join a Farm Bureau in Illinois, you join a leader. Illinois Farm Bureaus are first in agriculture, representing 8 out of 10 Illinois farmers, first in farm insurance, where members can get complete farm and family coverage at preferred rates, and first in business and member benefits. Providing top value farm services, up-to-date information, supplies, and support for farming professionals. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more details. Illinois Farm Bureaus, where membership means first-rate value.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
This past Saturday was the last running of Hamilton's hay auction for the season. I spoke with Mike Hamilton to see how it went.
Yes, Angela, we wrapped up for the spring season. We'll be back ready for business the first Saturday in December. We had a good sale Saturday. Small squares of alfalfa, we had 100 bales of that, and it was from $6 to $8 per bale. So we had 375 bales of alfalfa grass mix, and it was from 210 to extreme top of 880 per bale. And small squares of grass, we had 750 small squares from $1.80 to $7 per bale. We ended up with 500 bales of straw, and it was from $4 to $4.50 per bale. In the 3x3x8s, we had 180 bales of alfalfa, and it was from $46 to $86 per bale. Had 38 bales of grass from 28 to 46. Had 53 by threes of straw at 18. We had 26 bales of millet at $12.50. In the round bales of alfalfa, we had 31 bales from. We had some moldy first crop at $12.50 to some really nice stored inside third crop at $67 per bale. The round bales of alfalfa grass, we had 186 bales of them from $13 to $21 per bale. Round bales of grass, we had 175 bales from $20 to $51 per bale. And the stubble clover, we had 51 bales of that at $16. Ended up with 14 bales of rye at $16.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you had a really good turnout for the last auction of the season.
Yeah, we ended up, we had 70 buyer numbers out. A lot of guys are just buying ahead to make sure they got enough hay to get through until time to start making new hay.
And with the wrap-up of the season, how would you say that this year compared to other years?
Well, I'm going to call the hay market in spots a good 50% lower. We were kind of doing our books yesterday, and it seemed like we handled a lot of volume this year, and for about half the commission. So it, as far as profitability on our end, it wasn't very good. And you know, it's the same with the producers. They were receiving about half of what they usually get for their hay. So hopefully we'll get this inventory cleaned up and hopefully not have a drought, but get things back where they need to be and maybe encourage some people to start back grounding some cattle, feeding some cattle, and starting using some more of this hay.
Do you think that some of the low numbers of cattle is part of what contributed to the low hay prices, or was it just a surplus of hay?
It's a combination. The cattle numbers are at an all-time low. There was just we had a lot of rain last year, and there was a lot of hay baled. A lot of it was baled that probably shouldn't have been put into bales, but there's still a lot of that kind of lower quality hay sitting around that, you know, by next fall it's going to be nothing but mulch. But yeah, it's just a combination of low cattle numbers, harsh industry's kind of in the tank right now, and there was a lot of hay.
All right, well, hopefully we can at least get cattle numbers rebuilt a little bit by next year so that hay prices can stabilize once again.
We certainly hope so. Yeah, we want to thank everyone that patronized us this year and look forward to seeing you all again in the fall.
Certainly, and you said that you guys will have your first auction the first Saturday of December?
Yeah, we'll have our first sale in December 1st, and then also if anyone needs any 3x3s or round bales throughout the summer months, I always keep a couple loads under the roof there, so we will have hay available at Private Treaty.
And if they would like to get some hay from you guys at Private Treaty, what number should they call?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.